Okay, well, welcome. I'd like you to tell me your name and your age and a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Helen Witham. Used to be Gilman, and I'm
87. Okay. I don't know. You just gained just 3 years in this past 20 seconds here. Well, when did you live in Gilmington your whole life, or mm-hmm. when were you born?
May 8th, 1920.
May 8th. And did you go to school in Gilmington as well?
Mm-hmm.
And you've lived here your whole life, or do you still live here now?
Oh no.
You don't live here now, okay. Tell me a bit about what it was like growing up for you.
Well, I think I had a good life, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lived on a farm.
Okay.
Farm.
Yep. Did you do a lot of farming, yourself?
Own cattle, own milk and cream. We churned our butter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That must have been fun. Where did you go to school?
Right here.
Right here at the meeting house. Great. What was it like back then?
Oh, it was great. Different it is now, I tell
Different,
you.
Yeah. What were some of the differences? What was school like?
Well, it was good for me. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But things are fast now.
Yeah, that's true. What were your favorite areas of study in school?
I liked them all, but arithmetic, really.
Yeah, arithmetic. That's fun. Can you tell me a little bit about what your teacher was like back then?
Oh, I had three teachers.
Three teachers, okay.
Yeah, and they were all very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Good. Do you remember their names, Nana?
Yes, that was Mrs. Buzzle, Mrs. Ames, and Mrs. What was her last name? The last one. I can't think of the last one.
Okay, that's fine. Did you have any friends in school that you can remember?
Oh, yes. We had. We all got together.
Yeah.
Got along and got together.
Oh, that's great.
Had a good time.
Do you remember any of your friends' names from back then?
Oh, yes. I had the Stockbridge kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I went, and my nieces and nephews went here. And their name was Dick Gilman.
Mm-hmm.
Diamond. And
sure.
Let's see, who else was there? Oh, we had some men that come and stay a little while, and they'd be gone, you know. They'd go move away.
Yeah.
But the Stockbridges and the Pages were the two that really stayed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you have long-lasting friends from school that you've been friends with since up until...
Well, I don't see them much.
You don't see them.
They moved away. I moved away.
Yeah, that happens. Where are you living now?
Oh, I live in Loudoun.
Loudoun, okay. What can you tell me about when you were growing up and your family? What was your family like?
Oh, great. We lived on a farm right down below. I could just look out the window and see this schoolhouse.
Oh, that's
yeah, I walked
so...
to school every day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was you, so
we raised our own vegetables. And
mm-hmm. Did you sell those or did you just grow for your
family?
No,
my mother canned. We had all the canned stuff for dinner mm-hmm. for winter. And, yeah.
That must
we raised
nice.
The potatoes and all the vegetables.
And so did you come to Old Home Day back then often?
Yes, with horse and buggy.
On a horse and buggy,
interesting. Yeah, my father hitched the horses out here in a little... Yeah.
Yeah. Must have been a lot of horses around back mm-hmm. then at Old Home Day. What was Old Home Day like back then?
Oh, it was pretty much like it is now.
A lot
more people than I know.
More people,
than there is now.
Yeah.
But people have moved away, you know, and they don't come back.
Well, that's too bad. What are your favorite parts about Old Home Day? Or what were your favorite parts back then?
Oh, with all the kids I went to school with, and mm-hmm. we all congregated and had fun. And they had all kinds of games for the kids then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had jump rope, and we had all kinds of games, and we had prizes for the ones that were the best. And,
sure.
Yeah.
What are your favorite parts about Old Home Day today?
Well, just to come back here and see everything. And come and see the church and the schoolhouse I went to school in. I went 8 years in that schoolhouse.
Wow. Did you go to this church as well?
Yes, we went to church.
What memories do you have of the church?
Well, I can't remember all the ministers. We had several different ministers.
Sure.
During that time, but I don't remember that. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, we always like to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. Now, when you were growing up, what were holidays like? Did you do anything special for Christmas or Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we always had the family come home for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And Christmas, we didn't do too much for Christmas.
Yeah.
We didn't have much money then, you know.
Yeah, certainly.
And they don't celebrate it like they do now either.
Yeah, it was more of a family time, I guess.
Yeah.
So did you get married?
Mm-hmm.
Who did you get married to?
George Witham.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who is he?
Well, he was from Epsom.
Epsom,
originally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
I had eight children.
Eight children?
Yeah.
My goodness, who were they? What were their names?
Let's see, Nancy, Richard, Al, Joe, David, Linda, and Janet, and Elmy.
Wow, yeah. That's quite a list to remember. Yeah. What were some of the things you did with your children as they grew up?
Well, we didn't do that much. We mostly was on the farm, you know, and had farm work to do.
But yeah.
We went to Gilmanton Imus once a month, and my father saved all the eggs from the hens and turned them in for groceries.
Sure.
Once a month, we went to Gilmanton Imus and turned the eggs in for groceries.
Yep.
Yeah.